Enough. Spring comes early and completely to the south. So many forget-me-nots, with their white centers scattered, you'd say, if there weren't so many everywhere, as many as the stars last night in between the branches on the porch in the side yard next to the house. Was it an argument, or were there just things they had to say? I could have faith in so many creatures, the old setter from the neighbor yard who follows me around the corner and no longer, the chick with its new beak just past breakable whose lighter top feathers have a bit of flight, any mother bear. You say things and the next day it's like they don't matter. We want our faces to alter, though we don't want to get older. Neither do we want to get younger. Repetition with less knowledge is ridiculous. Just ask the Greeks. You get to keep being a tree, but without the branch that showed the sky your star-like shape? I don't think so. Steadiness can be useful, but my loyalty loves a form that will follow me through changes. At a diagonal, the dark woods on the back slope have enough space to walk between, not enough to hide. He looks into them and writes notes to his mother. She looks into them and finds alignment, or looks for what she wants. She has a human skeleton on her desk. He has a protractor. I had wishes for both of them yesterday, but the weather has become so kindly, so temperate. I forget what blessings they don't think they have. I am a guest in this house. I didn't go inside until I heard the ending of the argument.